Chapter 3. You were going to what? That was Jackson, Jared's younger brother. What the actual fuck, Jared? Jace, his youngest brother, was well and truly pissed. You can't just assassinate a sitting senator. Jackson acted as though this would never occur to him, which it probably wouldn't. He was a good man. You were... Jace gestured to him with inarticulate rage, then turned to Jackson. He was trying to get himself killed. I was trying to get Senator Krepke killed, Jared clarified. What happened to him didn't matter so much. And, for the record, he didn't actually have a death wish. You had to be alive to want to die. And Jared hadn't had a spark of anything he'd call life for a long time. Except for that moment in the meadow. Jackson was reduced to running his hand through his hair and cursing under his breath. Except for the three of them hovering in the kitchen, everyone in the safe house was still sleeping, even though dawn had broken hours ago. But Jared could hear rustlings. Some of the many shifters who called the River family estate their temporary home were starting to stir. Soft footfalls sounded on the stairs, but his brothers didn't seem to notice. Too busy having some kind of silent conversation between themselves that they thought he couldn't interpret. But he knew them too well. He'd knew what their reactions would be long before they had them. It was just that none of it mattered. He would do what needed to be done. Piper, Jace's newly claimed mate, padded into the kitchen. Barefoot and rosy with the sex she'd no doubt been having with his brother all night. Jason Jackson stilled their frantic gestures at the sight of her. She screeched to a halt with her bare feet just inside the kitchen door. Okay, she said, drawing the word out. Somebody want to tell me why it's DEFCON 1 in here? She looked warily between each of the three of them. Jared liked Piper. Jace gestured angrily at him. My idiot brother almost shot Senator Krepke last night. Piper gave him a...